The antidote for frivolity. Christ lived a life of toil and sacrifice for us, and can we not deny ourselves for him? Are not the atonement he has made for us and the righteousness he waits to give us themes worthy of occupying our minds? If the youth will draw from the storehouse of the Bible the treasures it contains, if they will meditate on the pardon, peace, and everlasting righteousness that crown a life of self-denial, they will have no desire for questionable excitement of amusement. Christ rejoices when the thoughts of the young are occupied by the grand and ennobling themes of salvation. He enters the hearts of all such as an abiding guest, filling them with joy and peace. And the love of Christ in the soul is as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Those who possess this love will delight to talk of the things that God has prepared for them that love him. The eternal God has drawn the line of distinction between the saint and the sinner, between converted and unconverted. The two classes do not blend into each other imperceptibly, like the colors of a rainbow, but are as distinct as midday and midnight. God's people cannot with safety enter into intimate associations with those who know the truth, but do not practice it. The patriarch Jacob, when speaking of certain deeds of his sons, which he contemplated with horror, exclaimed, "O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly mine honor, be not thou united." He felt that his own honor would be compromised if he associated with sinners in their doings. He lifted the danger signal, warning us to shun wrong associations, lest we become tainted with evil. And the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, utters a similar warning, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them."